right, this is Christoph Kemper again, and I welcome you to my Link Building and SEO podcast. And we got a fantastic guest today. His name is Neil Patel, and you might ask or not ask, who is Neil Patel? It all means I ask you, Neil, who are you and what is your background and history?
Sure, I'm a serial entrepreneur, I'm a marketer. I spend most of my time just helping or growing my own business. And during my spare time, I blog at neilpatel.com. And I love just giving marketing advice. I also have co-founded quite a few companies, from Kissmetrics to Crazy Egg to Hello Bar. They tend to be marketing software companies.
Mm-hmm. And you do all the blogging yourself, or how big is your blogging team in your company?
Yeah, so I write the blog posts. I have someone who helps me come up with topic ideas. I also then have an editor who puts it into WordPress for me. Then they edit it and correct it. I have someone else who adds in all the pictures, and then the editor reviews it before it goes live.
Okay. But the output is still exciting, and it's fantastic what kind of reach you build over all these years. I think we met in San Jose in 2005 on the first search conference where I went to in the US at all, and I think you've been there around for some time already, and that's, you've gone a long way, and I'm really happy to have you on my show here. So what's going on for link building, link audits, and SEO in your world, in your part of the SEO industry or the marketing industry in general?
Yeah, links are still a huge factor in Google's algorithm, as you already know, and it's harder and harder to get links these days. What we're seeing is, you know, most people are building them through guest posting or public blogging networks, which don't work. I don't recommend them in the long run because they're risky. Uh-huh. But what we're seeing is links are still really effective. You build a link, you just have to wait sometimes 3 months to start seeing some traction, six months for some decent results, but usually up to a year to really see good quality results from link building campaigns.
Right, but isn't that all the value and all the benefit of having a long-term investment in the link? I often see companies, even large companies, think only in quarters, expecting something in SEO. We've been doing SEO for 3 months and nothing happened, and I hear this a lot. Does this happen to you as well? What do you see as the biggest issue for large companies maybe that have with SEO that also struggle with organizational constraints that smaller companies don't have?
The big companies want results fast, or if you don't give them results fast, they want projections. And the problem with SEO is it's really hard, and it's not accurate to do projections with SEO-related efforts because you don't know if it's going to take 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 1 year, and the chances are nothing's going to happen really well within the first 6 months.
Right. So what is your fix then? Because, you know, even if you have the perfect projection for your own site, you don't know what your competition is up to. And if they do a little bit of competitive research, a little bit of following, they would then follow your tracks and at least, you know, see what's going on and maybe do something, you know, to battle that. You can never factor that in.
I look at it as you just do SEO and you know that majority of the clicks happen in organic. Don't worry about when it takes to get results. You just know it's something you have to do. So put in the time, effort, energy, and money into it.
Mm-hmm. And how do you make companies, what kind of trick do you give your partners in these companies to explain what SEO is to, you know, to their, let's say, to their superiors or to people that are not in the online marketing game at all? Yeah, I mean, after all, we're promising something about a system that we cannot, you know, where there's no transparency, where Google does never, ever give us any kind of, you know, proof or actual, you know, confirmation of our prognosis.
Yeah, I don't give companies much because I don't really do much consulting these days. Uh-huh. But when I was doing consulting, the thing I would give them is I would show them examples of case studies online, like on Google, like people's case studies on SEO, and show them how long it takes. I would show them how much more their competitors are doing than them. I would show them like SEMrush data showing the value of their competitor search traffic because they estimate how much their organic traffic's worth versus theirs. And I'm like, look, here's how Google's algorithm works. Show them documents on how it's this big black box. There's 200 ranking factors according, you know, to the article from Backlinko. and it takes a long time before you can see results. Question is, who knows? But we know it's worth a lot of money because this is what the competition is getting from organic. And you don't have to do it. You won't get the exact results you're looking for on timeframes or projections, but you're better off to do it than not at all.
Right, right. Every day or every month that you wait is basically lost anyways with this long-term effect. And this is like, you know, thinking about doing something but never really doing it. And this reminds me also, you know, the fact that you mentioned, you know, case studies. I remember when we started doing those penalty case studies right after Penguin in 2012, 2013, 14, 15. I remember people approaching us and saying, how dare you talk about my links? They were not aware that your backlinks and the backlink graph is something that is public knowledge that is available if you have the right data set, if you have the right database, or in our case, multiple databases, you know, like Ahrefs and Majestic and all of these combined. And it seems like after all these years, there's still, especially when it comes to links or off-page, certain misinformation or even, you know, fear. I call this the penguin trauma from people that have been around through a penalty and didn't recover or didn't recover fast enough. So what tip or takeaway or, you know, suggestion would you give, would you share for people doing SEO link audit, link building or link audits these days, be it agency or brands?
Yeah, the big thing that I would give them is if you're agency or brand doing link building or link audits, one, make sure your links are always clean, they're relevant, they're higher domain authority than your site. The anchor text is natural. You're going for long-term links. You're not just buying a link in a sidebar or a placement. You're trying to go for a lot of value creation, right? Like, how can you create amazing articles or blog posts or infographics or material like podcasts and videos where people want to link to versus just going out there and trying to get sidebar links? So you have to think more long-term. Because it's not just about link building, it's about user experience as well, making sure people stay on your site, they don't bounce, they want to click through on your title tags because they're appealing. It's the whole picture, it's just not one element anymore.
Actually, I think it never was, because with all the links of the world, if you could get a white page to rank for number one, then you had a thousand people per second bounce off that blank page. That was never useful. And especially in Germany, there was this huge thing where everyone did just on page, where some people totally stopped doing any kind of off page, not even looking after their existing backlink profile or watching out for negative SEO attacks, which actually happened not just in, you know, high margin industries, but actually some pretty boring industries where there's money to be made via simple affiliate sites on Amazon, crash and burn tactic, if you want. So my final question to you now is, do you have a secret or hidden tool, be it in link research tools, or is there another tool that you say, oh, this is a tool that I am excited to use, that I love and use every day or maybe every week?
Yeah, there's no one tool that I'm excited or that I use every day. It's more so for me, the biggest one that I use on a daily basis, or close enough to daily because it's not daily, is BuzzSumo. And the reason I use BuzzSumo is it gives me a lot of like data on what content is hot that people want to share and spread around the web. And that's typically the content that also gets a lot of natural backlinks. So I use that tool a lot to come up with ideas on what to write about.
Yeah, I think the BuzzSumo guys did a fantastic job in building their product, and we built Impactana a little bit modeled after some of their ideas that we then integrated into link research tools in the full suite as part of, you know, our offering when it comes to the data and the ways to approach that one. So I'm curious to see how that develops over time, because a funny thing is that I saw BuzzSumo actually integrate link data as well, which just proves the point that these things all belong together. And yeah, sounds like a very good recommendation. Okay, so do you have a final statement or a final takeaway that you would like to share with my audience before I invite you again?
Just keep at it. Link building is never easy. It takes time, but it's definitely well worth it in the long run. Just be patient. Don't think about it on a weekly basis or monthly. Think about it from a yearly perspective.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Neil. I appreciate you taking the time, and I look forward to seeing this live very, very soon on the podcast. And yeah, I wish you a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. That was it for me today, Campus Link Building Podcast, and I see you in the next show. Thank you very much.
Have a great day,
everyone. Thank you, Neil. Bye-bye.
Bye.